Welcome to the Epic Florida Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this fantastic new studio we built on the Epic Florida Podcast. As you can probably see if you're watching this on YouTube, we've changed things up a little bit. I have got Phil to my right. I'm on his left. You can see it. If you can't see it, what are you doing? Get onto YouTube. Thank you. But yeah, in this show, we're going to give you some updates from what's happening in the world of Florida, which we've got a Halloween Horror Nights announcement. Velocicoaster is more or less ready opened. Ground has been broken on a new swing shot. So with all that, we're going to get into this right now. So let me introduce my fantastic host, Phil G.
Hello, everyone.
How's it going, buddy?
Oh, it's all good. I've had a nice long rest day today. I'm feeling brilliant.
Well, I've been working my absolute ass off all day, so thanks. So what we'll do, we'll get straight into it, guys, because we're not going to we usually do a bit of editing, but we're not going to do that on this one. We're going to go straight into it so you can see it raw and uncut. So the news, the biggest news of the week, Halloween Horror Nights 30. What? You don't agree with me?
The biggest news, I think there's other news just as big, in my personal opinion.
Go on then, do you want the big news? I'm saying this is the biggest news, but...
I think the biggest news basically is, yeah, we all knew Halloween would come back at some point this year, not how, but to me, the biggest news for me is they finally said...
Well, we just lost Phil for a split second. That's the technical problems we have.
Back. Am I back?
He's back. He's back.
Well, if you heard me, people, if it's recorded, I'll say it again. If it hasn't, Epic Universe is back on track.
Yeah, it is. It's not on... Well, they're starting to carry on. They're not going to be on track to be open for the time they actually said. But yes, they have started to start to carry on the work at Epic Universe. Great news for the construction companies because, i.e., they're going to need the work. And great news for Florida theme park goers because we'll be able to see a theme park being built in our lifetime, which, to be truthful, I will tell you the truth, to be fair, when they stopped building... I'm just moving things around on my screen because someone's really annoying me. But yeah, what really bugged me is I thought that was it. Done and dusted. It's gone. They've got the land. They started it. But with the news that they're carrying on with all work, it sounds like everything's going ahead.
Well, I thought maybe the earliest it'd be ready was 2028. So now we're talking about 2025. What? Considering it was meant to be 23, 24, you can't moan about an extra year on top.
But
what we've been through.
Yeah, I'll say it on here. I've said it to a few people online. I think Nintendo's had something to do with it, personally. I think Nintendo have flexed the muscles and said, if you don't do this, we're pulling the contract, personally. Don't quote me on it, but that's what I think's actually happened, because why, under the current climate, would you want to build a brand new theme park?
No, but at the same time, talking to a friend of mine out there, Denny, he's confident. People don't take this in gospel for me. I'm just telling you what I'm having a chat with a Florida resident, that there's possibilities the UK could be back late 2021 now?
Yeah, well,
we could be back in the country. Now, that's not gospel. It's all down to vaccines and nothing going wrong for both countries. But he's a Florida resident. He's lived there all his life. I do listen to podcasts, and a lot of them are guessing like we are. Some are negative, some are positive, some are in between. I'm trying to stay positive right now, guys. That's what I want to do. I don't want to get your hopes up to think if you've got booked this year, you're going. But I want you to not feel...
Be realistic.
Yeah. Look forward to something what possibly could still happen. Not guaranteed, but possibly still could happen.
Yeah, so we're keeping the positivity. This is a positive step in Florida's favour. Like we just said before, we said we'll put in with the Epic Universe, Halloween Horror Nights. Technically the second announcement, but they're billing it as their first. Not just did we get the first house, we got dates.
Yes. So, something you broke out.
If you've been living under a rock for the last few days, where have you been? It's Halloween Horror Nights. Wake up. Come on. But Halloween Horror Nights, first house, Beetlejuice is 100% confirmed, coming back from Halloween Horror Nights Light. Well, Halloween HHN Light.
I wouldn't even say it was a part of HHN Light, mate. It was there for 2 days.
Yeah, but the debate that was, is this going to be Halloween Horror Nights 30? It's over. It's Halloween Horror Nights. Halloween Horror, not Horror Night. Halloween Horror Nights 30. And the tagline is, what was it? Don't come alone?
Yeah, I think that was it. I'm sure it was actually, mate.
What is that about? That's
maybe scares are going to be everywhere. Who knows?
I understand they've got to do something like that, but that, come on, marketing. You must be, you could have come up with a better slogan than that. Come on. But anyway, getting into the Beetlejuice house is returning. I had the dates, I've just lost them all. But we have the official dates, which if you listen to me on the last podcast, I think I said it on this one.
I think you did, yeah.
Yeah, I predicted the 3rd. Sorry, I'm a genius. First night is the 3rd of September, starting a week earlier than usual, running all the way up to the 31st of October. So and before people say, why is it only going up to the 31st of October? Because 31st of October is a Sunday. Why would they do Monday and Tuesday? They might do, but anyway. But it's 42 nights of Halloween Horror Nights. The most nights are done. Well, the most nights are planned to start with. And what makes this one a lot more interesting for, because I'm going to say this as this, we're going to be there because we have to, really, because we are, fingers crossed. But we'll get there on Friday the 10th. That is potentially 11 nights of Halloween Horror Nights if the tickets prevail, which we don't know about tickets, so don't ask and don't tweet. We don't know anything about tickets yet, and it could be anything. But the nights run Friday and Saturday, the opening weekend, then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which is usual. Then it's usually the same. It's usually Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for a couple of weeks. Then it jumps onto the Wednesdays. But this is where it's different. The first Wednesday is the 15th of September. Ooh. And then it's every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all the way through till 24th of October.
I think I'm out there until October the 2nd, mate. So I potentially can get an
absolute... Potentially you will have 5, 10... Well, you fly back on the 2nd, don't you?
Yeah, on a Saturday.
So you'll have potentially 5, 10, 14... If you go when we get there, you potentially got 16 nights.
We'll say 15, because the first night I'm going to be too tired. Yeah. And I've got to sort out my annual pass quickly.
Yeah, but every night, every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, till and Sunday till the 24th, and then there's one night off, and then 6 nights straight from the 26th to the 31st.
You wouldn't have seen that. I just had an alien.
What? I didn't see it.
My green screen showed up.
Oh.
It came in, shot for a few seconds for no reason whatsoever, and then disappeared. Creepy stuff there.
Well, that's another podcast.
Yeah. We're not talking about beyond. It, mate. Not yet.
But yeah, so Halloween Horror Nights, 42 nights. First thoughts on knowing that it was 42 nights for you, because the first thoughts I had was, oh my God, them Scare Raptors are going to be shattered.
I think they're going to hire more, and I think, plain simple, everybody, they've got to make up for the hell of 2020. So it's great for us. It's bad for the workers, I could say, at the same time. It's not great for them. It's great for the people who live there. You saying about parties, I do have a theory there will be types of passes. I don't think we're exactly the same. I wouldn't surprise if there's certain passes what disappear. And
well, I listened to another podcast earlier on today, and they mentioned about, yes, the frequent fear passes possibly will be here, and the ultimate fear, but you will be limited to a certain amount of nights. So the higher the pass you pay for, the more nights you potentially reserve. I think they're thinking about a reservation system coming in.
Yeah, I was about to say, would you have to book ahead?
Not
really a problem.
I would say, if you get the ultimate fear pass, which is every night of the event, I think you'll probably get 20, 25 nights of your choosing, and you get first priority over people passes below you. And then I think it'll just filter down that way. We don't know yet, so we can just speculate as much as we want.
Weekdays, it's generally still kind of quiet, so I think the weekday ones will be easy for people to get.
Yeah.
Just like the Mousetrap, I've been looking at September. I know you've booked your tickets for your days. Just looking out and those my family this week, and I've been looking at every day, and every day can still be booked for every park. So for September, so
yeah, Disney. I've not heard about them hitting capacity on any days yet. The only one I've known that they've definitely hit is the 1st of October at Magic Kingdom, because that's the 50th. But everything else is still available. So whether they are doing, I keep rubbing my nose, shouldn't really do that. But, I know they're saying they're going to be they're around about 45% capacity at the moment. I personally think it's more, because I've seen some of the pictures coming out of the parks over the last weekends, and it's been rammed.
Yeah, same for the vloggers. It looks more busier. It's interesting also that Disney, bit of Disney news, people, they're asking, you may have heard it on other podcasts, but spring here, just in case you don't listen to anyone else, that the mask rules have changed for restaurants at Disney as we speak. Obviously, yep. It can disappear the time we get it. Who knows what's going to happen? But right now in restaurants, you walk in with your mask on, you sit down with your mask on, you read the menu with your mask on. You don't take your mask off until you have your drink and food. And when you're finished, you have to put it straight back on. I think this could be down to people taking the Mickey probably afterwards, sitting there for an hour or so after their food and not rushing out and
having their mask on. Maybe, but I also think they want to get more people in. So they're going to, the social distancing in the restaurants, I think, will be null and void.
I don't think this has happened at Universal, though, has it?
No, Universal's still got the masks. Like I said, if you want to eat or drink, you step to the side or you find an area to sit down. Now, you can't walk around with a drink in your hand like everyone thought they could do. But but be realistic, people. If we do get to Florida this year, you will be wearing a mask all day.
It won't be until summer.
Don't be one of these who say, well, I'm not going because I'm not wearing a mask. If you go, you're going to have to wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, sorry, but you're not going to be able to go this year.
Well, there's a top tip for me for people. You don't have to buy them from Universal or Disney. Like that.
Yeah.
Buy your mask on Amazon. Buy two or three. So when they get a bit sweaty and horrible, you've got them in. They're not massive, guys. Come on, they're smaller than ponchos. Swap over.
Put a mask on. Yeah, looking at some of the vlogs and some of the bloggers out there, they're recommending between 3 and 4. If you're in there for a full day, 2 to 3 hours with a mask on, put it away in a plastic bag. Don't. If you have them disposable ones, make sure you put them in the bin. Do us a favour. Keep the countries clean. Stop throwing them in. I'm sick of the sight of these bloody blue masks everywhere.
Oh, no.
Throw them in the bin. It's not just for us. It's for the animals and everywhere else as well, especially in the UK, because we have a lot of wildlife as well. So does America. But don't throw your masks on the floor. Throw them in the bin. You've got your reusable ones. Put them in a plastic bag. Put it in your backpack, in your pocket. Take it back to your hotel room. Stick it in the sink. Wash it, dry. It's ready for the next day. Solution solved. But we'll get away from the mask debate. Pun intended. Sorry, I still can't get away from that one, can you? Anything else? Oh, I've got one. The slingshot, the world's tallest slingshot, is now putting one of the stands vertical in the next few weeks, I think, because I know the foundations have gone in. But if you go on to, we always mention them every week. Every time we're on this, Midway Mayhem, his updates are fantastic. Just go and give that guy a follow on YouTube. But I mentioned this to Phil before, off camera, while I was having a conversation while we're at work. But I'm going to say it now. If we get to 1,000 subscribers, and I'm being serious, we have to get to 1,000 subscribers, because this will not work if we don't have any subscribers. So please,
YouTube or podcast or mixing both together.
Yeah, well, I'm going to mention about that in a minute, but. Subscribers on YouTube. We need 1,000 subscribers to do this. It will not work if we don't have 1,000 subscribers, because I said it to Phil, and I think Phil's going to agree with me. We will do the world's tallest slingshot live on YouTube from this channel.
God, yes.
It's either going to be this year. If we can do it this year, fantastic, but we might not potentially be able to go because it might not be ready by then. But if it is, we will. If it's not, but next year, we will do that slingshot for you guys. I've never done a slingshot in my life. I can't stand them. I think they're terrifying. But I will do the slingshot if we can get to 1,000 subscribers. So press that button down there. Keep pressing. Everybody.
Guys, don't forget something. Subscribing is free. I know it sounds like you're paying, but on YouTube, subscribe is free. Yeah.
It's completely free. Press that
damn bell to get notifications as well.
Yeah, it's completely free. All it does, if you press the bell button, you just get notifications of when the shows pop up, which is 2 or 3 a week. We've got different shows on the network. If you don't want to watch them, don't watch them. Just watch what you want to watch. Everything's in a playlist. It's nice and easy to find. But while we're talking about the subscribe button, iTunes have changed their system now because people are getting confused about subscribing on the podcast. So this is for you podcast listeners. You don't need to pay for a podcast. They are completely and 100% free. We don't. If we had a proper company, we probably would pay, but we're not. We're using a great company called Anchor. It works fine for what we need it for, so great. But iTunes have taken, or Apple Podcasts have taken away the subscribe button. It's now a follow button, a bit like Twitter and Facebook. So you can follow us. If you can follow us, that would be great, because every time we release a podcast, you'll get it straight into your inbox in your podcast app of choice. So we don't have to search it, download it. It'll just come down every time we release it. And it helps us to jump up the league table. Because
please give us 5 stars as well.
Yeah, 5 stars, anything. Just interaction, a thumbs up, thumbs down on YouTube. It all works. I know it sounds like we're begging here, but truthfully, guys, I really do. Sorry?
On YouTube, I say to a lot of people, we don't know what you want.
Yeah.
If you don't comment below and tell us. So tell us if there's something else you'd like us to do, if there's something you'd like us to bring back, something new to do, something more specific. We've talked about you, like more specific stuff about it. Just comment. We're not evil. We're not horrible people. We can take criticism as well. We're from back from the good old days when criticism was allowed without people to know it from it. So please comment below and tell us what you want. We want to make this for you.
Yeah. While we're here, you the socials as well. My inbox is open. You can see it over my left shoulder now. My inbox is open at TEF Pod, Epic Florida Podcast. It's there. Just send us a message. We get it. We both got access to it. We'll reply to you. If you don't want people to see it, send us a message and we'll get back to you straight away. But what we'll do, we'll just wind it back to any other news that you know of. Because I've actually found something else earlier on.
I can't think of anything else right now, but I'll look.
It was a little post I found on Visit Orlando. Because if we can't get there, I hope the people who are listening can. 21 reasons to visit Orlando this summer, and this was published on the 4th. So it's saying whether it's 21 things. I've not proofread this, so I don't know. But I'll just quickly go through what is actually opening for you guys. This summer, we've got the Jurassic World Velocicoaster at Islands of Adventure. If you don't know that by now, where have you been? We've been talking about every single episode for the last 8, I think.
It's at Christmas.
Yeah. Aquatica is scheduled to open. It's the Florida's first dueling water slide, Riptide Race. I never even knew this was going to be there.
That's getting like what?
We've got a historic transformation of Epcot at Walt Disney World with the latest update, a reimagined entrance fountain. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway is the newest attraction. I think that's a bit old, but never mind. This was actually published on the 4th of March, by the way. So we are actually on the 6th, so we're not that far behind. This one cracked me up when I heard this name, because I actually know about this before. The Flamingo Mingle. Try to say that when you're drunk. At Discovery Cove. It's new and exclusive. You get to have an experience where guests can feed and learn more about flamingos in an outdoor setting.
I'm sorry, mate, but it sounds more like an old woman going into a bar trying to mingle with young men. The flamingo.
Yeah, well, I know. When you say flamingo mingle, say that 3 times fast. I can't call them flamingos anymore. Another shout out to Midway, mate. I've got to call them pink chickens. I can't help it. It's every time he watches his videos, he goes to SeaWorld, he says, here you go, guys, and here's the pink chickens. And it's It's one of those little things. I think we mentioned these ones before. We've got the Museum of Illusions in Orlando.
Yeah, we've done that.
In the game Icon Park, I don't know about this one. It's a family entertainment centre and arcade featuring 70... Ah, it's just rethemed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it a rethemed one opposite? I think it's they've just rethemed it. No, I thought that was... what's the big company called? Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's, unless they've moved.
Maybe, but it says these are over 70 games, virtual reality experiences, themed escape rooms and more, opening in March. The Icon Park Slingshot. Subscribe. The Icon Park Drop Tower. I'll do that anyway. Don't worry about us having to do that, but the Slingshot, yeah. We've got multi-experiences on International Drive. You've got the new Disneyland Park, indoor attraction, including the largest indoor dual go-karting tracks in Florida, the trampoline park, and auto museum.
Funny you say about that one. You just remind me of some news as well.
Oh, but go on. Jump your news. We'll split it up.
Okay, guys. Legoland's got something new coming. Peppa Pig Land. Well, yes. Obviously, I didn't know Peppa Pig was massive in America, but apparently it is.
Well, yeah. Well, I think it's one of the UK's worst exports, in my eyes.
It's one of the worst things ever made since Barney.
Well, don't let my dad see this, because my dad will hate me, but my dad loves Peppa Pig. But, yeah, he's a 60-year-old man and he loves Peppa Pig. But never mind.
That's something quick, guys.
Yeah.
It's getting built right now, and I haven't got a clue if it's going to be a separate ticket or the same ticket at this precise moment, but I imagine Legoland are going to keep it under one ticket.
If you have any questions, message Banksley on Twitter. He'll answer you. He's a social media guy for it, so give him a shout out. Wonderworks Science, we know about Wonderworks, but anyway, there's a new shopping experience at the Mall of Millennia. It's offering a new complimentary 2-hour personalized stylist sessions. Not my cup of tea, anyway. Just a short drive away, you've got Kennedy Space at the complex. This is supposed to be new stuff. Well, who the hell wrote this?
He's just listing what's gone through the last year or so, mate.
Yeah. Anyway, so. It's got Dockside in and Suites in there. I think they've got...
I think you can stop, mate.
I think they've hit 21 things, but I thought it was... I should have pre-read it, really, but...
Yeah. Whoops. Anyway, guys, also, if UK, you know we've got that new Amazon store in London, but if no one's from down this way in don't want to go to that store, but you want to try out these Amazon stores, I know there's one at the Mall Millennia. So go and give it a go. Simon won't like it.
It's legalizing shoplifting. Come on.
It's not legalizing anything. There'll be cameras everywhere. People, it works.
I know how it works.
Simon doesn't want to move on with technology like me. I can't stand talking to some, I'm sorry, old biddy at a till. This is going to upset everyone. An old biddy at a till asking me how my day is. It'd be a lot better if you get my food in that bag and I can get
the hell out. I would love to see an old biddy at a till. They're all young bloody millennials at the moment.
That's even worse.
sorry for offending any millennials, but I am actually technically one, but I'm doing air quotes if you're not watching. But yeah, that's really it for the news. All I can say is we don't usually do sport, but I'm going to pick it up because the Rays are having a fantastic grapefruit tournament. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. It's pre-season, the top of the Grapefruit League. I don't think they've lost a game yet. They're playing pretty well in pre-season, so fingers crossed it does well for the future seasons. Rest of the season.
Be really bad. I'm going to do a cheap plug it. Anybody, by the way, if you're planning holidays to Orlando, you've never been before, you're looking for different hotels because you've stayed on site, pretty much I have started my own individual show on Epic Phil, a different YouTube page. Subscribe to that as well. I'm reviewing hotels on International Drive. I've done 3 iDrive ones. The first 2, Rosen Inn, Avanti Palms. Then I did Cabana Bay Beach Resort. And now I've moved across to the Ramada Plaza and Suites. Now, I'm doing this for people who haven't been before. We watch a YouTube video or two. We look at Google Maps and we look at awesome, 2 awesome reviews, 2 average reviews and 2 really bad reviews, just to give you an idea of the hotels. At the end of it, if I've stayed there, I do tell you what I think of it and give it a star system. One of them I probably starred too high because it was a new show and I was excited. But if you watch all of them, it'll give you an idea of the hotels and hopefully help you out choosing somewhere you'd like to stay.
Yeah, so do him a favour. And like we said, if you could review us on whatever platform you're watching us on or listen to us, great. If you're watching us, it's all down below me right now. Twitter and Instagram, at TEFpod. Subscribe. Do us a favour. So I'm going to sign off for today. Any last words from the epic Phil?
Let's get back to Orlando.
Great way to sign off. See you soon, guys.